Chapter 8. William Griffiths. William Elliot Griffiths was a U.S. educator, Christian minister, and author of many books and articles on the Meiji era. His early first-hand accounts of life in Japan as an Oyatoi Gaikokujin contributed greatly to the West's understanding of the country. Griffiths was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. At the age of 20, he fought in the U.S. Civil War for the Union Forces, North. After the war, he attended Rutgers University from 1865 to 1869. During this period, he had his first contact with Japan by tutoring several Japanese students. These students were among the first Japanese ever to study in America. In 1870, Griffiths went to Japan as a teacher. This was a period in Japan when the Meiji reformers were attempting to establish schools based on Western models of education. Griffiths initially went to the province of Echizen, present-day Fukui, which made him one of the first Western interpreters of Japan to experience life in a rural area before the end of the feudal era. There, he established the first chemical laboratory in the interior of Japan. Writing about his students at Fukui, he described the average Japanese student in 1871 as bright, quick, eager, earnest, faithful, polite, and obedient. In 1872, he was called to Tokyo to help set up the first official schools along Western lines. He taught science at Tokyo Imperial University from 1872 to 1874. One day in May 1872, Emperor Meiji visited Griffiths' classroom to observe experiments in physics and chemistry. Among his students were two future prime ministers and several future ambassadors and foreign ministers. Griffiths said his best pupil was Jutaro Komura, who twice later became foreign minister and represented Japan at the Portsmouth Peace Conference in 1905. Both during and after his stay, Griffiths wrote extensively on Japanese customs, history, myths, and the future of the country. In an article titled Japanese Fox Myths, 1874, about folk beliefs, he described the Japanese as superstitious and insinuated that they were backward compared to Westerners. He thought the Japanese needed Christianity for enlightenment. Griffiths left Japan in 1874, but he continued his writing, eventually publishing 18 books and many articles. His most popular book, The Mikado's Empire, was a history of Japan that was the most widely read book on Japanese history around the turn of the century, and its popularity lasted for more than 50 years. It covered not only history, but also geography, myths, cultural achievements, and social life of the Japanese, subjects that most readers in America were able to learn about for the first time. In addition to writing and lecturing on Japan, he studied theology and became an ordained minister in 1877. He served as pastor at churches in New England for about 10 years. Among the books he authored are titles such as Guide to Tokyo and Yokohama, Japanese Fairy World, and The Life of Matthew Calbraith Perry. For his achievements in explaining Japan to the West, he was twice awarded the Order of the Rising Sun by the Japanese government. Listen, write, and circle T or F. 1. Griffiths fought in the U.S. Civil War on the Southern side. 2. Griffiths was impressed by the many fine qualities of Japanese students. 3. In 1872, Griffiths' science classroom was visited by Emperor Showa. 4. He believed that Westerners were more advanced than Japanese. 5. Griffiths wrote about aspects of Japan that Americans didn't know about.